Kevin, who is your best sports movie villain of all time?
The Swiss in Cool Runnings.
Ken Griffey Jr. is your heel in that one.
Lawn, people got to get off of it. You got to kick the sacks off your lawn. Al, who's off your lawn this time through?
The I voted selfies. You listen here, you punk.
Al's not a fan.
Kevin sucks ass. I'm going to set you on fire. Get off my lawn. That is a Walt Kowalski get off the lawn. Bodies is better than my way.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day. Todd, episode 90. Episode 90, Al. We've made it to 90. We're not too far away from 100. Of course, I am Handsome Kevin with my ginger bear, the tree horn, the lover boy. It's my island boy. His grass skirt. Al, has it started to cover the nards, my man? Not at all. Not at all. Short skirt or just long nards? That's the question.
Well, they don't make grass skirts like they used to. It's just okay. A little bit too spaced out. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. No, I'm with you. I understand. Tropical. How are you doing, man?
Well, I will start off by, I know this will come out a couple days later, but wishing the wife a happy anniversary today as we record this morning. It's mine and the wife's 5th anniversary. So
Number five.
Yeah.
All right. Wedding anniversary?
Wedding anniversary, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Now, let me ask you this, Al. Before you got married, you had an anniversary, correct? Like first date or whatever the hell it was? Yeah, of course. And that's what you went and celebrated. Do you remember that date?
November 3rd.
Attaboy, Al. Attaboy. And now
we went and
wedding.
Saw Thor.
Okay, actually, now you say that, I remember you telling me about this. Yeah. And ours, my wife and I, August 18th. Wedding anniversary, Feb 10th. You got to remember those days.
Is August 18th the day that she kicked you out?
No. Oh, that's that is a fabled story, and I don't know what type of augmented reality that took place in. For those of you that don't know, my wife absolutely hated me the first time she met me and continued to hate me for quite a while until, she found me.
Well, I mean, today she still probably does from time to time. Probably.
I probably can't argue that. I was going to try and find an avenue, but the avenues are all closed out. Remember the dates, guys. Yes. All you guys out there, just remember the dates, man.
It's important.
I don't do so well at remembering the years, and I don't think that's as important. Just being honest with you, Al. The dates are important. The amount of years not important.
If it's a big one, this one's 5. I mean, they're all important. I love you, babe. you hit the 5s, the 10s and stuff. Like, it's important. We've discussed. I'm pretty excited about, as far as the plans, like getting to just hang out. Like, we're going to go to do dinner and a movie and just, it's a fun time. I do appreciate that. I am going to throw Kevin a curveball because I just thought about it and I saved it. So this is the concept. It's not officially done, but I got us a new TOTS logo.
Okay.
And it should be headed to your phone now. It's sending. But when you get that, just let me know what you think of this new concept design idea. It could be, a couple minutes from now or anything. But I've had a lot of fun with this one. I know Manny was kind of clued in on what the theme for it was going to be. He and I were texting. And so that was when he sent me the AI images of Al's spicy meatballs. So
grass skirt covering those, Al.
Yeah. Well, there was no grass skirt on those at all.
Gotcha.
It's just a jar. So there you go. But I've got – I drew some themes from one of our favorites. And somebody – we're a tag team here. We appreciate tag teams. When this bad boy comes in, I'm ready to see Kevin's reaction here live. I know this is great radio.
uh,
So there's a new Tots graphic going to be available for this episode. You guys should definitely check that out on your. I'll be sending that to Duke later. So
I love it. It's amazing.
I just got to get the background, all the colorful backgrounds like the Rockers there. But I've drawn us as the Rockers and used one of our beach photos, but added us some sunglasses there. So the
we should be in front of Club La Vida.
I mean, I'm not opposed to if I could find interior pictures of Club La Vila, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, if it wasn't fantastic. For fear of the police, I would have went and slapped a Gorilla Brain sticker on the door.
Right, right.
You know, I had them in the truck.
I wonder how you could. Could you walk up beachside up to La Vila?
I don't know. We should try that next time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to do that. We didn't think that through.
Such a missed opportunity.
Yeah, because we were so you know, amused with looking at it. I mean, there it is. But if we could walk up beachside, I mean, that's where the ring was.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, next time. Yeah, that's
it's like making a note.
That's going to be what we call a mission, man. It's going to be one of those what we call a mission. Man. Now I'm excited to do that. Interesting. Interesting. Anyways, Al.
Sorry, didn't mean to derail us.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I love it, man. I love it. We do something here, man, that you introduced a couple few episodes back. You have a question. We kind of dig in a little bit, man. What do you got in that hopper?
So I did the randomizer wheel spin before we got on when Kevin and I first started texting this morning, and it fell on one that I've been anxious to do. Kevin, who is your best sports movie villain of all time? Now, being a child of the 80s and 90s and, you know, seeing all the Rocky movies, there was always the, you know, the big bad heel that Rocky fought. I have personally, it's hard for me to go away from some of the fun baseball movies.
Right.
And I'm really torn between two. It's Alejandro Hedo from Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
The guy that murders the ball off Henry every time from the Mets.
Yeah, okay.
And Jack Parkman from Major League 2. Those are two of my... I lean Parkman just because of Harry Doyle. Like, Parkman doing his little shimmy. It's like, makes the... Yeah, it drives the women in Cleveland wild, and he covers up the mic. He's still a dick.
Oh, man. So this is a great question. One of the names that came to mind right away, obvious reasons, you'll understand when I say it, Titus Sinclair.
Nice.
That one jumped out to me as soon as you said villain, sports movie villain. I'm trying to think. And this may be not a villain, but Rudy's brother in Rudy,
yeah,
was just a dick, man. Just yeah. I did not like him at all. Boy, Mighty Ducks, the coach of
the Hawks.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't
Iceland or like any opposing team.
It's not worth winning if you can't win big, or if you don't win big. That with that guy, I did not like that guy. Man, this is a great question. I'm trying to like dig into some sports movies here.
Yeah, I get to cheat and, you know the question ahead of time. That's why I've usually got them on the brain. I see behind you Zeus.
Yeah, yeah.
Would be I forgot the guy's name that hosts the Battle of the Tough Guys. That's the real villain there.
Yeah. Boy, this is a great question. Just trying to think back in sports movies that I've seen, you know, multiple times. Sports movies that I would like, I go back to.
Yeah.
And there's not a ton of them I will watch over and over again. I still think Willie Beeman was a villain in that movie.
Okay.
I mean, he came around, I guess, but yeah, not a Willie Beeman guy. Steaming Willie Beeman. Boy, son of a bitch, Al. This is good.
Martell from The Replacements. the quarterback that tries to replace Falco.
Scab, yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one. I do like that movie, too.
Eddie Martel. Makes me want to watch The Replacements after we get done with this. I'm not going to lie. Like,
it's on TBS like three times a week.
Yeah, that's one of my, like, I remember having the VHS of that one and the VCR TV combo in my room. And when I got it, like, most nights I would just pop that in and just go to sleep to The Replacements.
I think one of the hard things I'm having is that the majority of the, like, in the sports movies, at the end of the movie, at a certain point, there's always, like, a respect paid. So there's not always just, like, a true, like, villain, I guess. Man, I had one, and it just escaped my memory now. Son of a bitch. Was not the Karate Kid, that's for sure. Oh, this might feel like a weird one, Al. The Swiss in Cool Runnings.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. That's a good tug.
I'm not like, hey, you Swiss bastards, calm down, all right? Yeah. Calm down. Jamaica, they can have a bobsled team, and it's all right.
I watched that movie in Jamaica back when it came out. Yeah. Like,
was it a big hit there?
Yeah. Oh, they were thrilled about it.
Okay.
We watched it. Like, there was a... The first time I went out of the country, we went to Jamaica. Mom and Dad did like a chaperone thing for one of the Spanish clubs, and they had rented like a villa. And that was part of a trip where you got to see, I know it's much, well, it's not much different now, but like it's much more evident now, the difference between rich and poor in that country is something else. Well, we got to go to the movie theater. We saw Cool Runnings, and I believe it was The Air Up There.
Okay.
So, yeah. Where did those memories come from? I don't know.
Boy, who was the antagonist in White Men Can't Jump?
I cannot remember their name.
That would be up there.
Yeah.
But you don't know. Okay. Now that I've put a little bit of thought into it.
Yeah.
How about the Monstars?
Nice.
Yeah.
From the first one, because we don't watch that garbage second one.
Never saw the second one, but yeah, the Monstars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm still Jack Parkman, 100%. my brother will be so proud. One year for Christmas, I got him, that was 7 years ago. I bought my nephew Jack Frazzle, which was from Sesame Street, and he had never seen one. There was a lady that made a custom one on Etsy, and Uncle Al had disposable income at that time.
Yeah.
So he bought Frazzle for him, but I got my brother a custom-made Chicago White Sox pinstripe Jack Parkman jersey.
Okay, yeah. I like it. I like it. Man, that is that's a good question, too. That is a good question. There's a lot of different ways to go. There's a lot of different sports movies. Was there ever a guy that was just a straight dick through all the way out? You know, Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah.
The dad?
Yeah, that's a pretty big villain.
There's a villain, man. If you're going like, you know, you take out the animation, obviously, because I'm going Monstars, but like Angels in the Outfield, that dad, no good. No good at all. The dad, and then I can't remember the batter's name. I just always remember like that scene where he... You know, he's coming up to the plate, and he spits, and he hits it, and God, what the hell is his name now? Age is really doing me in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking, I don't know why I went to Little Big League. Kid owns the Minnesota Twins, and Ken Griffey Jr. is your heel in that one.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. Everybody loves Ken Griffey Jr. Make him the heel. Bad move. Bad move. All right,
that's
man.
What happens when you get something from Minnesota, hey?
Whoa, no. No. Son of a bitch. Talking like that, man, I can tell you can get off my lawn. So maybe we should get into that, Al. Maybe we should transition to that. You want to talk about villains from movies? I want to talk about lawns and keeping them clear. It's time to exercise the demons, Al. Lawn. People have got to get off of it. You got to kick the sad, sorry sacks off your lawn, Al. who's off your lawn this time through?
I'm going to give it a double dose of Duke this morning.
Whoa. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. The guy that you listen here, you punk that edits our shows, puts a hot cut of me saying he misquoted me when I was saying that's like saying that this guy is better than Savage. I'm not going to say it again so he can cut it again. You have to pull it from a previous episode, you punk. But he cut that in the intro, that me saying this guy is better than Savage. Yeah, Duke off the lawn.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
He's good at it too.
Yeah, I know we talked about giving it a grade. That is a Walt Kowalski get off the lawn, Duke. That is, in case you're wondering, that is Eastwood Gran Torino with that kind of hot garbage. And then you and your little tag team partner over there.
Which one?
Saying, that's you. That's you, okay. Kevin. Duke, okay. And Kevin for saying, good, that Bodies is better than My Way on the last episode of Duke and Rogue.
Oh, it is.
It is not.
Tropic Al, man, you're better than this.
I'm wearing my hat for you.
Well, don't wear it for me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Al, it's Bodies.
You know all the words to My Way.
I don't know all the words.
Yeah.
I don't know all the words.
I believe you do.
I'm sure it got way more airplay than Bodies did. Bodies is much, it's much.
Bodies is a banger. I wanted to point that out because that one was, I knew that would pop you.
It's so much better than Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, that was a fun one. But yeah, Duke, seriously, watch yourself with that garbage. It's going to be in every episode now, I'm sure.
Probably, yeah.
In all seriousness, the I voted selfies. Just, I really don't care.
Yep.
Get off my lawn. Yeah. I get it. That's awesome. Congrats. Yeah, just off my lawn. That's more of the Oscar the Grouch level of get off my lawn.
Yep. I'm
just being
a
grumpy old man. So I got to meet Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Awesome. That is not off the lawn. That is amazing time. I was so excited. But I entertained the boys with some text messages about a certain water buffalo behind me. You boys, I'm going to say this right now, you especially, Kevin, wanting to get her on the Wizards can get off my lawn.
Al, she's a celebrity.
Yeah. But this lady behind me, rather large mammal, and I'm not one to ever body shame anybody, you know, or anything. A good sized lady. Well, she got dressed up to meet Hulk Hogan. And she's dressed all cute, wearing like a fur coat. I kid you not. It was not fur coat weather in Alabama last Friday. Moment, but she's got her little boots on and her jeans and all this stuff, and she's got a coat to dress all cute. Well, she parked right in front because he was at the Liquor Express there in Huntsville. That was the first stop, and I went 2 hours early and was 46th in line. So it was a great turnout to meet the Hulkster, but she's over here talking the whole time we're in line, you know, about all these different things and stuff. Well, they start coming around. She parked right in the very front. In fairness to her, there wasn't signs in that front parking lot. But as you went around the building, there were signs posted up like, hey, for the Hulk Hogan meet and greet, please park in the side parking lot. Well, they come around and ask, you know, hey, who has this car? Because it's like, we need you to move it. Like, you know, we've got signs up and everything like that. Well, I didn't see the signs. It was a good parking spot. I don't understand why I have to move my car. There was plenty of parking. Like, ma'am, we'll hold your spot in line. Like, you're not going to lose your spot. We really need this spot. And logistically, they should have done better. I mean, this is partially on them, but her ranting and raving about how she got dressed up all cute and doesn't want to have to walk all the way over there and park, then walk even further back to get in line. What if she gets sweaty? Dress appropriately then. How about that? Well, then she proceeds to talk of, I guess, the best way to keep it PG, defiling the Hulkster's thermos.
she wanted to chug from the Hulkster's thermos is what you're telling
me. Yeah. She was talking about it very openly, and I'm like, there are children probably within earshot. Like, maybe you should stop. But then just telling about all of her accolades and acting, how she's been an extra, and there was like a 10-year period that basically every movie you saw, she was in it. In some form or another, she was in it. She's an extra.
All right.
Yeah. And you guys wanted me to get her on The Shining Wizards.
Well, Tropic Elk. Come on now. What, for a 10-year period, if she was in every movie that I've seen... Kind of impressive.
Yeah, you can volunteer to be extras and not get paid.
All right, Al, let me follow up with you. Tell me about her biggest role.
So,
I'm sure she told you.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was telling them. She wasn't talking to me. She was talking very loudly so that everyone could hear. She was in the Bad Moms Christmas.
I don't know that movie.
There is a scene where they're like, no, not you, Sasquatch, where there's a, I guess, an unattractive lady with a big giant unibrow. That's her.
Okay. She's Sasquatch.
Yeah, she's Sasquatch from Bad Moms Christmas.
Whew.
Yeah. Don't go out of your way, Kevin.
Couple things, Al. Couple things. One, Sasquatch, she's not touching Hulkster's thermos, all right? I think Hulkster's made things very clear that he's got a type, and the type is not Sasquatch.
Right.
Beyond that, her being huffy about needing to move her car because she wasn't aware or didn't see a sign doesn't change the fact that you have to move your car, right? Just because you're not aware of the rules doesn't mean you don't get to follow the rules, right? Doesn't mean they make an exception for you because you don't know what's going on. Third, I've been to Alabama. If you own a fur coat in Alabama... You can get off my lawn. All right. Alabama's not a fur coat state, man. It ain't. I know you tell me you guys get a little cold, right?
Yeah.
You might get down into the 40s.
Like a week, right? A year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not fur coat territory, man. That's not. That is like thong territory. You think she was wearing a thong, Al?
I have no idea. I don't want to even think about it, you a-hole. You can get off my lawn for that.
Get Sasquatch in a thong, all right. And the movie accolade thing, like, okay, you can be proud, right? You can be happy that you were in movies. But if she was just, like, volunteering this information to get attention, that's also an issue for me. Also, yeah. You said she was a wildebeest.
Yeah.
A little bit of a water buffalo.
Yeah.
Larger, more in charger type of a gal. So if you're larger and in charger, what are you wearing a fur coat for in Alabama to begin? Like, even if you're smaller, why are you wearing a fur coat? But if you're bigger, right, you're more apt to probably sweat a little bit. And I got to tell you, Al, sweaty, not sweaty, rolling in shit, or fresh out of the shower, she's got no chance with Hulkster.
Yeah.
Man. Wouldn't it be funny if that did happen, though? Wouldn't it be funny if the local news picked up? Back of, what was it called? The Highway Liquor
Express.
Yeah. Backside of Liquor Express next to a dumpster.
No. You can't. Don't do that to Hulkster.
It would be hilarious, man.
No. No, it would not.
And I'd be like, you know what? Tropical was at that.
He was there.
He was there. When the wildebeest chugged Hulkster's thermos, he was there. He was in attendance. That'd be awesome. That'd be a Tropical. You meet him pre or post.
I hate you some days.
It's all right, man. It's okay. Yeah.
But that's the, I've given some gauges, and I'm going to vet this with Kevin after the show, not on live, but that's more of my Red Foreman, like, get off my lawn.
Okay.
Like, you can do it with my foot right in your, you know, at the Outlook. We use it at work, and they've done a lot of upgrades. And every time they push stuff through, if I log into the internet, it has a thing that prompts me to sign in.
Right.
But then it has a box that pops up, and it's like, you know, basically, keep me signed in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like, don't show me this message again. So you can click that box and click yes. And every time you log into the internet, that pops up. And I said, okay. No. I said, don't show me this again. Like, I realize I have to sign in because this, everything that they push on our computers, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give me the box that says, don't show this again. Like, it's just make me sign in every time. I don't care. That's fine. It's kind of a nuisance thing that it's like, I click this box that says, hey, don't show me this again.
Right. And they show it to you again.
And every time. Every time. That just set off me the wrong way. I was trying to get some slides ready for something at work and looking something up, you know, in conferences and everything like that, trying to get my guys to some different spots this coming year.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things. I was just trying to get the data for my division chief so he can make informed decisions. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have to look this up. He's got the numbers right here. You know, bing, bang, boom. He can present this to leadership and we can be off and running.
Right.
And it was just every time having to, don't show me this again. That was the box. You know, don't show me this again.
I never want to see this
again. Don't. Topic. Yeah. I checked the box. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I got two more and they involve last night. Now, last night there was a live stream, if you could call it that.
Was
on Netflix. There was a live stream. Well, the first couple of fights I watched live.
Okay, attaboy.
You know, that was the first fight was terrible. But it was another influencer and a guy that wants to be an up and coming boxer. But then you get to that third fight and the prelims and the buffering that I'm sure everyone that tried to witness this fight last night between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the Netflix was not ready. And I'm just like, they got to get this. If they're going to, I know Raw is going to Netflix, which I had somebody correct me. Oh, well, Mania will be on Peacock still next year. But ultimately, your goal, it sounds like, is to move everything to Netflix. Okay. You know, to have that tie-in. And if that happens at WrestleMania, I'm going to be just...
Don't you be saying that now, Tropical. Yeah.
But figure your stuff out, Netflix. Yes. Figure it out now.
Yes.
From Waldorf and Statler here, figure your stuff out.
Right away. Like ASAP needs to be done.
And then the last thing, I know there's a whole big thing about gender movements, but when I hear someone say her story instead of history.
What?
So before the women's fight, this is one of the greatest fights in her story.
Oh. Boy.
It flies all over me. I'm a grammatical guy.
Me too.
The word history, just for those of you who don't know, comes from ancient Greek word historia, which means inquiry or knowledge from inquiry. No gender.
Yeah.
Like the word histor is wise man. In ancient Greek, historia is where history comes from. Knowledge from inquiry.
So, her story.
Yeah.
As
the
in.
The greatest fight in women's her story.
So, as in, like, female history.
Like when they used to say manhandled, but now they say womanhandled.
Okay.
I'm not as wild about that one as I used to be. When I first heard it, I was like, that don't sound right. It didn't. But when I heard that, Mauro Ranallo said that, and I was just like, I want to punch him through the TV.
Right. Because when you're talking about, like, especially like you're talking about boxing here, you would say in the history of men's boxing, there's never, in the history of women's boxing, you wouldn't say yes. History and her story. Right. Yeah. That's not something you'd say. And now this could get off my lawn too. This kind of aggravates me a little bit here. And I'm guessing they're saying that to somehow make it seem like, how do I put it here? How do I put this, Al?
Like, that's the new term for women's history.
That's right.
They're trying to say it a lot.
But if we're trying to get to a point where we're not so much going, you know, men's boxing, ladies boxing, just boxing, right?
Right.
If we're trying to get to that point, we're trying to make it level playing field, then you shouldn't be separating things. Right. Am I wrong on this, Al?
No.
I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I would still say in the history of women's professional boxing, I would still say in the history of men's professional boxing, I would not say in the history of boxing and the herstory of boxing. No, that's not what, and you could even say just in the history of boxing, period, this is one of the greatest fighters ever, and it can't be a gal. It can be a guy. It's okay. Why are you changing words, creating words to, boy, Al, this is not right.
Yeah. That one flew really wild on me. Like, I was going to text you last night, and I was like, nope, I'm going to save it for the show. English is important to me.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
You know. Like where our language comes from. And that was just the thing that I looked that up. I was like, from the ancient Greek historia, meaning like knowledge from inquiry.
Boy.
Like it's passing down knowledge.
Right.
History.
That is horrible, Al.
Yeah.
I can get off my lawn. I got off my lawn. Also, the whole thing last night got off my lawn, Al. The whole thing. That Netflix Tyson Paul situation, man. So,
well, the one boxing match that I did get to watch, the actual really good, the Barrios and Ramos fight,
was
excellent.
Yeah, yep, and that's the fight that I got to see as well, and everything streamed fine. After that fight, everything went sideways. Netflix, get off my lawn on this one, Al. I left boxing a long time ago, right when, you know, UFC. Right. UFC became more interesting to me, and that's where I went. But Mike Tyson is a name in boxing that still pulls.
Yeah.
And it still pulls me in, man. And I got home from dinner, right? I got myself a little bit of the bubbly. I sat down, turned it on, was ready to watch. Molly went to a friend's house. I watched that Ramos fight. Enjoyed that.
Like, if you gave me a card of those kind of boxing matches, I would be in.
Yeah, yeah. And I sat back and I was like, all right, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to watch this fight. And all of a sudden, I was watching a spinning circle, Al. And it spun and it spun and it spun. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there's a ton of people out there. I don't know who actually got to watch the fight on Netflix Live. I have no idea, Al. But that stream stalled out worse than the Cowboys offense. Maybe it's AT&T Field, man. I didn't think about that until now. But maybe it's AT&T Field. I have no idea. Stadium. Sorry, my bad. But and I put out a poll, Al, and I put out a poll on Twitter, and I said, who loses tonight? Tyson, Paul, or the Netflix viewers? And the Netflix viewers was the poll winner by a landslide, man.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. It sucked. It was disappointing. I didn't like it, Al. I didn't like it.
I saw a lot of people had the spinning wheel of death right in the Tyson interview as he had turned away.
With the bare ass.
Yeah. and that's where their spinning wheel of death happened.
Yeah.
The thing that got me too on that was Netflix trying to solve your problem with their stream. Like, well, unplug your TV, reset your router. Like,
right, right.
But everything was like, you know, oh no, you're good. You've got the speed to stream this.
Yep. The best part about that, Al, because I got that message numerous times.
Yeah.
The best part was in, on the left-hand side of that screen, it said, the issue might have resolved itself.
Yes.
No. No, the issue has not resolved itself. Man, that was disappointing. I don't see myself going back to watch it now that I can't watch it live. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big part of the sport of it. Like, I generally will not go back to watch something that's already taken place, and I know the results. So, yeah, big disappointment on that one. Big disappointment. That Netflix, Tyson, Paul off the lawn, man. Not good. Not good. Al, you can get off my lawn. you can start to step in, Al. Now, Al, I've known you for a while. Tropical, you fancy yourself to be a bit of a football fan. And there's a team... There is a team that you claim to be a fan of, Al. What team is that again?
That's the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, you claim to be a fan of the Atlanta Falcons. Now, let me crack the egg of knowledge out there for all of our listeners that may not know. Al, Tropic Al, Falcon fan, doesn't watch his team play. Did not watch his team play in the Super Bowl. Tropic Al, the Falcon fan, doesn't watch his team. Now, Al, you, as a man who claims fandom for a team that only plays now 17 games a year, how can you justify calling yourself a fan if you don't watch the team, Al?
Because the last Falcons game I watched the team live, Dalvin Cook had 4 touchdowns in the first half. And when I don't watch them live, like it seems to do better, I'm a sports superstition guy. I did watch the fourth quarter of that Super Bowl because my friend Mike was like, oh, it's their night. You got to turn it on, man.
Al, let me tell you something. You sitting in Huntsville have nothing to do with the outcome of the game, whether you're watching it, not watching it. It's the effing Super Bowl, man, and you're not watching your team in the biggest game in sports. And the team that you supposedly cheer for is in it. And you don't watch it? Al, I'm sorry. You're not a fan of the Falcons.
Yes, I am.
You are the F you are. I'm going to pose this to the listeners, all the listeners out there. Al, who doesn't watch his team, supposed
live.
Team.
The doesn't team watch that, the team live.
Oh, blow it out your ass. You know that you don't. Does not watch the team that he supposedly cheers
live.
For.
Does not watch it live.
Does not watch his team.
Live.
Son of a bitch. In the biggest game, there are people that don't care about either one of the teams in the game. Still watch it's the biggest sporting event of the year. It's the Super Bowl. And the team that you supposedly cheer for, the one that you are supposedly a fan of, is playing in the game, and you don't watch it. Listeners, please let me know. Do you believe that Al is a fan of the Falcons or not? Because I'm going, or not. Or not. All right? Not possible. That can get off my lawn, Al. Straight off my lawn. That's all I got for you, man. That's all. I've been way too busy to kick people off the lawn. Been busy at work, working like a dog. But I did need it to be known that Tropical not a Falcons fan. Is there anything else I can do on this, Al?
I was just trying to look up the guy that broke Sterling Sharp's neck and said he should have done it sooner.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do, Al? Doesn't matter. You didn't watch the game. Al, the hatred you spew for the coaches that you've had.
Yes.
You're not. No, Al, no. So you're not a Falcons fan, man. You're not.
Yes. Yes, I am.
No. No, I'm sorry, Al. Your Falcon fan card has been revoked.
You can't do it. You're not a Falcons fan. You don't have the right. You stay up there with your cheese.
Any real Falcons fan would take it away from you.
Okay.
Anyone, Al. Disappointment on my face for you. And that's all I got for Get Off My Lawn, Al. That was a big one for you, man. That was a big one for you.
Yeah, Brad Edwards.
Give
me a Brad Edwards jersey.
Brad Edwards could blow it out his ass. again, everybody listening out there, please let Tropical know. He's not a Falcons fan.
It's my superstition. I don't need your opinion.
I don't think it's a superstition, Al. I think it's an excuse.
No, it's the one season that I watched them religiously, and I remember they had Mike Nolan running the Amoeba defense, like intercepted Peyton Manning twice on Monday Night Football when he was with the Super Broncos and all this stuff. Yeah, like I was watching those religiously, but the last one that I watched live, Dalvin Cook ran for 4 touchdowns, and it just... I watched part of the Falcons game live with you down at the beach. What are you talking about?
The hell you
See,
did.
Your we argument to the sport- doesn't
no, the
have
hell
legs
you did.
To stand
we
up.
Went
they
to the,
the
sports card shop. We went to the sports card shop. And, Al, if you were a fan of the Falcons, you would have said, you know what? Why don't we just watch the Falcons game? And I would have said, yeah, let's watch the Falcons game.
Let me take this cover, the protective cover off this
Marshall. Don't you do that. Don't take it out on Marshall. Man, off my lawn, Tropical, off my lawn. Also, I'm with you on that voting selfie thing. Oh, good for you. You're part of something. You can blow it out your ass, too. With that, Al, let's move on to the mission, man. We got to get into the mission. Love the mission. The mission is part of kind of why we're here. The mission, as always, is brought to you by who, Tropical?
This is J&J Figures.
J&J Figures. You can follow them across social media platforms at J&J Figures. Go to the website, jjfigures.com. You got your eye on something new coming in? Guess what? They got it. Go ahead, put your order in. You'll get it quick. They'll ship it to you with care. They know what they're doing. Hop in a stream. Hop into one of those whatnot streams. Have a good time. Sit back. Relax. See some figs, run, buy yourself a fig. That's I like to do that from time to time. I like to grab myself a fig. But getting more into the website, Tropical. More into the website, they got those collector's coins, right? Still don't know what to do with them. Still haven't figured that part of it out, but I know I got some, and I appreciate having them. Get the whole set. Get new set coming out. Boom, buy the whole set. Why not? Yeah.
Pre-order.
Pre-order that son of a bitch. It's going to arrive. You're going to be happy. And you know what? It's going to get shipped to you with care, not like... It was shipped to you from Target or Amazon.
I've seen lately, like from fig groups that I'm in, just to plug the J's one more time on that shipping. I've seen some of the reputable sites, dealers, whatever, that one guy ordered 6 Ultimate Editions from a site, pre-ordered them, and they put it in too small of a box.
Oh.
All 6. Were damaged. You won't get that with the J's.
No, you won't. They ship with care, man. They're good guys. That's always a clincher for me, too, man. I'm ordering. I'm buying. I want to buy from good people. J&J are good people. So go check them out. J&J Figures across social media. JJFigures.com. They're bringing you the mission. Today, Al, in the mission. What are we looking at?
So we finished up Series 2. We were on our detour from BCAs, and we dove into these original San Francisco toy makers. The early series before we get to the marital age line.
Not looking forward to that.
You're not looking forward to that?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. I just better not be hearing sounds of marital aids while we're recording. That's
got
all
a whole
I'm
stack
saying.
Of them over there.
Yeah. But the we finished up series two of the original San Francisco Toy Maker. Now, granted, it was a quick hitter episode. We only had three essentially new figures in that one because we weren't, we've talked to you guys, we weren't going to regrade the repaints, but we got an 82.6 average from series two, which was a slight step up from series one. It was average of 81. They're both in that B minus range, but today, series three of original San Francisco Toy Makers, we've got a few new figs. So we're going to, do a part one today. Now, one of the things we discussed on the repaints was, you know, basically if it's just the same figure repainted, like with different tights, different trunks, there's nothing, I guess, super different about that. We're going to kind of leave it alone, you know, stick with the grades. But in this line, we get the first NWO Hulk Hogan figure, and that's where we're going to start in Series 3. There is a two-pack from Series 3 that has the Hogan and Macho Man painted up in the black and white garb that is the NWO. Now, they haven't changed the promo photo on the back yet. It's still the Hulkster in the red and yellow and the Macho, the Maho.
Yeah.
But we'll start with Hulkster here. I know Wrestling Figure Database is where we're looking at on-card photos, and I know I usually go left to right, but the Hulkster being the NWO variant, I feel like it gets to go first.
Yes.
And so we'll be going right to left on this two-pack. It's the same pose as Hogan. They weren't going to get crazy and change it up, I don't guess. It does not appear on the cutoff of the shirt to be as jagged as the Hulkamania, or should I say the Hogan shirt in the red and yellow.
Yep.
It doesn't appear to be as jagged, but he's got the black bandana on with Hollywood across the front. Very generic font, but you're putting Hollywood across the front, so that's a lot of letters. I'll kind of let that slide a little bit. The same, it's kind of a goofy Hogan face. I do wish they could have incorporated sunglasses on this one, but that's neither here nor there. Got the black wrist tape, because he's a bad guy. The black cutoff NWO shirt leading into the black pants and black boots. Now he's got the lightning bolts down the side of the pants. I can give some appreciation to that, but it's that same pose. The right arm is down, left arm is up, kind of in a front bicep. So you could deliver a healthy little body slam with this figure, make it look good, but not unlike Hulk Hogan, you know, not the largest moveset with this guy.
No, I mean, there's not. So this is the first NWO figure released.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. There's a lot of misses for me on this, but there are some things that I like. The boots look more like kind of the cowboy style boots he was wearing. So that's, I like that. I'm into that. The lightning bolts on the trunks, I'm good with that. The NWO shirt, boy, would I have loved to have it be the NWO logo that we remember.
Yeah.
That would have been
nice.
It's
closer in font.
Yeah. Yeah. It almost looks like an H, that N.
Yeah.
It's kind of bothering me. Hollywood across the bandana there, that looks good. One thing that I keep on, like, it just keeps throwing me off here, Al. I want the dark beard with the light mustache. And I know that's a touch that would have been amazing. It's not here. The face doesn't bother me too much, though, the more that I'm looking at it and looking at the on-card photo behind it. I'm not super upset with this. I'm really not. I think they did okay. They didn't do great, Al. They didn't do great. I think they did okay. Maybe a little bit better than okay. I think this is probably a a B minus.
Well, I wanted to point out something. If you zoom in.
Yes, sir.
Is he wearing this belt? That Vader championship belt?
I was trying to figure that out, too. It looks like he probably is.
Because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the days of big gold.
Oh, no, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if I had this. I don't have this Hollywood fig. I don't have this one. I'm pulling
up the previous Hogan. Yeah, and it's that same, more in that vein of title belt in this line.
So that's a miss.
That's a miss, but I'm kind of with you of that B-minus range. There's things you could have improved on.
Right.
But for the first NWO figure, you could have done a lot worse.
Yes. Much, much worse.
So I'm inclined to, I can hang there with you and we can give it a B-minus.
Okay, I like that.
Now, we go to his counterpart in this two-pack. And you look at one of the harder to find Macho Mans from time to time. Like they,
okay,
people don't really get off of these that often.
Interesting.
This is, I believe this is the one. It may have been from Series 2, but some of these are harder to find than you think. But this Macho Man posed the same way as the previous Maho Macho Man. Got the, from Series 2, the right arm in that front bicep pose, and then the left arm kind of tucked to the side. Like, it's a great promotional photo display piece.
Yes.
Not the greatest for playability, but this one, he's got black, white, and silver. So the cowboy hat has a white M on the black cowboy hat with a silver brim. The white sunglasses with the black M's. Did they try to black out a tooth on this figure, Kevin?
So
on the card,
that is one of the things that I it's pretty glaring. Like, as soon as you look at this fig, you're like, okay, why is there a blacked out tooth? It does look like it's just this one now.
Yes, yeah. And that's what I pulled it up myself because when I looked at it, I'm like, why is his tooth blacked out? Like, he's this isn't Jerry Sags.
No.
But
no, that is just this one. So I don't know if we can hold it against it, Al.
Yeah. So just this one. Yeah, we'll negate that, the blacked out tooth. But the black and silver alternating, you know, gear with the white boots, the black tassels, and the red laces. I wish you'd have done black laces on this one, just for starters. It's not, to me, as desirable as the previous Macho in the red, black, and yellow. I'd much rather have one of those. I did have one of those. I forgot what I traded it for. It was a figure that I wanted that a guy was looking for original San Francisco Toy Makers on card, and I happened to have one. And
okay.
I think I traded it for a different Macho that I'd been wanting. So
gotcha.
Win-win.
Everybody wins. With this one, I have a couple of issues. Boy, where do I start here? So, it's a Hogan Macho 2-pack. You know, a Mega Powers. But now, Hulkster is NWO. At this point, Macho is not NWO.
No.
And they sure as hell painted Macho to look like he is also NWO.
Right.
Which makes me think that whoever came up with this just thought, regardless of what was going on in the world of wrestling, Hulkster and Macho are going to be together right now. And that bothers me, Al. It's not white and black, it's silver and black, but it looks like it could be an NWO Macho.
Correct.
That bothers me. The pose, I mean, we've talked about this particular fig with a different paint. I mean, pose is great as a display piece. You could still throw that elbow. This fig itself looks like there's quite a few flaws. The finger, you see the finger that would be on his left hand. It looks like they also painted a little bit of the leg with the finger. Yeah, just kind of
overspraying.
Yeah. Don't like that. And then the red laces are completely out of place. I don't get it. I'm not going to grade that blacked out tooth because I know it's only on this one fig. Not a giant fan of this version of this fig. Not the worst. Definitely not the worst. But at the same time, I don't think it's... I like the Hogan better. I like the Hogan better. This to me is pretty average, Al. Maybe a C plus? Maybe?
I was thinking C.
Just yeah.
Just a straight C.
I can go with C. I can go with you there. And the other thing is, like, when you look at this, you look at the card. This is just another thing that's going to bother me, Al, when you talk about this as a two-pack. Why is Mach on the left and Hulk on the right? And then when you look at the card, Hulk's on the left and Mach is on the right. Right? Like, I don't know, it's a small minor detail that probably nobody gives a shit about, but I kind of do.
Yeah.
Know what you're putting together here, guys.
An oversight. Yeah. Which we will see many of in original San Francisco toy makers, unfortunately.
No doubt.
I did want to note, like, the repaints. There is Series 3 repaints with Hogan in the garb that he wore to the Bastion at the Beach, like the yellow shirt, the red pants, the yellow boots.
It is pretty cool.
And then the other alternate Macho Man, where it's all like the black underneath as opposed to the yellow underneath with black tassels and red underneath with yellow tassels from the Series 2. It's all black underneath with the alternating red and yellow. That's also where the red laces came from. So I'm wondering if that, again, oversight that you could have corrected. But we'll give it a C. You know what? We're going to go to the one single in the group today. Again, we're going to split it up into four. And we're going to go to one that brought great joy to Kevin and Duke for years.
Hell yes.
Because of the way Ric Flair said it one time.
With the giant.
Woo! Talking about the giant figure here. Now this is, correct me if I'm wrong, his rookie figure.
Yes.
Everybody likes to talk about the rookie card, rookie figures. I do like that Wrestling Figure Database also has some loose images of this bad boy.
Yeah.
Which, again, shout out to those guys for putting in the work to bring us, you know, collections and photos and, you know, basically a giant checklist that you didn't know you needed, but you need it. Like, you can find, if you're wanting to collect a particular figure, you can search it on Wrestling Figure Database, and they can give you one heck of a checklist to go through. Also, the unreleased figs that's just a great time. Anyway, we're going on to the giant. I can talk about that forever, give them their props and credit. The giant is kind of in the, you know, that open stance, the both arms kind of out at the ready, like he's about to charge somebody. The left hand is open in a cupped position, which I would think to be able to do the choke slam, you know, but it's down here at his waist.
Right.
I do wish that arm was a little bit up. They have the Jai jacked. No facial hair. That is one thing that disturbs me about this figure. But he is in his traditional singlet, the single strap singlet, the black, you know, where they brought him in as the son of Andre the Giant. And he was going to avenge his father's loss against Hulk Hogan. That was one of the big potential stories that they were trying to sell. The hair is right. The face, I know they're trying to capture a sneer, but without the facial hair, this face just, it's weird for me, man.
Okay.
Like, no facial hair. I wish you slapped a goatee on that, and I think that would be a solid look. It's not completely far off as far as some of his facial features. They did make him a little more shredded. A little bit beefier, but he was the Jack, you know. Why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
Got the black boots with the white laces. Don't care for that. I know you're trying to distinguish the laces a little bit there, but I wish you'd have just painted it all black.
Oh.
I mean, not the best, not the worst. I'm just kind of, there's things that I could immediately see as an improvement.
Okay.
It almost looks like he's going in for that Hulkster hug, like with the Yeti.
Yes.
A little sure bit. Does. That pose to me.
So I have this fig. I'm a fan of this fig. I hate the mold, right? I need one arm up. Like, we're going to do a choke slam, something in that realm. Some light facial hair would have been okay with me. Like, you can see on the card here, he's got very, you know, almost like a 5 o'clock shadow type beard, which would have been fine. I don't know if you've been going through this or not, Al, but the back of the card in this is fantastic. It gives kind of a rundown: height 7'4", weight 450, hometown Dungeon of Doom, signature maneuver, the chokehold. Now, they could do a little bio underneath this, Al. And have you read the bio yet?
I have not.
Okay. It says, summoned from the Dungeon of Doom's dark abyss by the evil Taskmaster, this mammoth 7'4" giant with fearful force and agility is the latest looming challenger against Hulk Hogan. Sorry, it's a little bit
fuzzy.
It's a little fuzzy on my end. It says he has sworn that he alone will cause the ultimate destruction of Hulkamania. Claiming to be the son of the great Andre the Giant, this giant is planning his revenge for his father's defeat by Hulk, casting his towering shadow at every turn. Will he be able to beat Hulk in memory of his father and for the Taskmaster? That's the part that got me there. Still pulling, Al. Still trying to pull off of WrestleMania 3.
That's one of the most WCW things you can do.
It's amazing. But that line at the end there, for his father and the Taskmaster. Of course, the Taskmaster comes in as well. As far as a fig, they jacked him up a little bit. Not super opposed to this body type, because I mean, when he was a rookie, he was
decent. In good shape.
Yeah, it was not bad. The hair is spot on. The face, like I say, a little bit of a beard would have made it better.
Yeah,
I don't like the mold at all. Really don't like the mold. I wish they would have had at least one hand. That, you know, that open hand should be up a little bit so you could do the choke slam. It does look like he's doing that, you know, the Yeti.
Like they sized him up a little, not excessively.
So I will tell you this, Al, and I look over here. I have this fig next to the Pittman, the Vader, the Johnny B, and the Alex Wright, right? I have all those figs together that are all from this, well, not this specific Series 3, but from original San Francisco Toy Makers. And this one towers over them.
Yeah.
So they did size them up, and I can really appreciate that detail, especially for the Jai. Right. I like this one, Al. Like I said, as a display piece, it's much better than as, you know, a playability standpoint. We're going to see that with pretty much all these figs. I'm pretty high, Al. I'm gonna give it an A-.
I am not there.
Okay.
I was at a B.
Okay, you're at a B.
Yeah, I was, for a rookie fig, there's a lot worse they could have done.
Right.
The sneer and everything. I just.
So I think it looks better. It looks better in hand than on package.
Yeah, and that's the thing that it's, you know, we ran into that with one of the Undertaker figs.
Yep.
That you were able to whip it out.
Oh, yeah?
And like, that was definitely, you know, in hand, like seeing the 3D rendering is much more conducive to the grade. And I do wish we could have all of these in hand, but at the same time, our wives may kill us. Okay. Yeah, Kevin is showing me this as we're... The hair is spot on.
It's great texturing too.
Yeah, he's got Kane's arms. Like if this was a Kane figure, like with those arms, that would be spot on. Yeah, that's pretty solid.
Yeah, no, it's a good fig. Like I said, it does look better in hand than on card.
Yeah, a little goatee would have went a long way.
Yeah, even just the 5 o'clock clock shadow.
Yeah, I could go as high as B+ on that. I don't think I can give him an A just yet, just because where we've been with the A and the A- is like I think the Booker T is still better than that one, and that was an A-.
Yeah,
and that's the only thing that I'm differentiating original San Francisco toy makers from themselves.
It sounds like a B+ then, my man.
Yeah.
It's a good fig, though. It is a good fig.
Yeah, it's not bad. Especially for a rookie fig. Sometimes they can... Whew.
Now, you have, or did you have any of the Mattel Elite Big Shows?
I had one. Do I still have one? I've got a basic up there right now.
Okay.
And I've got a Jax, the debut where he was under the ring and all the black garb from.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got that up at the top.
Okay.
Over there in my giant shelf.
I was just wondering because I'm looking at the way that they scaled this one up. I was kind of wondering if that, because I don't have any of the Mattel Big Show figs, Jai figs, any of it. So I'm just wondering if they sized them up accordingly as well.
So I can tell you this, the most recent Braun Strowman figure is bigger than that Big Show basic and the Andre. The original Andre with the big hair and the leather vest.
Yeah.
Elite. I can see that from here. I've got the Great Khali basic, which towers over Big Show and Andre and Braun.
Okay.
And then that Big Show Jax figure is right up there with that Khali.
Gotcha.
Like there. I'll point on my screen here. That top shelf right there. Those two.
Gotcha.
That's Khali. That's Big Show. So.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, because, I mean, for this time, they did a great job.
Yeah.
Especially, like I say, there was not a ton of scaling. And they did a good job scaling.
Now, to have that forethought... Because it's not cheaper to do that, like to do the scaling. You kind of need to reinforce the package a little more, you know, as far as keeping it on card with these bubble cards like this. So I still love, and I think I sent it to you, that giant Gonzalez that upscale is enormous.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's on my shelf.
But we'll go to the last two figures we're going to review today. It's the last of the new two packs in this Series 3 line. And again, we'll compile the grades of the others. If there's any standouts that are just like, hey, they need their own specific grade, we'll address it in the next episode. But for the most part, if it's just a repaint, we're going to stick with the grade we gave the figure and move on. But we're going to go to the Blue Bloods here. They made a Blue Bloods 2-pack, which is... Yeah. It's awesome to me.
Yes, it is.
I do wish, just stating this now before we get into the individual figs, you would have either got them in ring gear or in entrance gear, like both of them.
Yes.
For tag team purposes. Now, if it was one that, you know, what was it, Bobby Eaton... His character, like if he was going to be on the outside, you know, yeah, you could have him in the entrance gear. So maybe if he was managing or supporting out there, supporting his buddy Regal, you know, the Earl of Eaton there.
The Earl of Bob. Lord, the Bob of Earl. That's what Dusty used to say. The Bob of Earl.
The Bob of Earl. Yeah. But we'll start with Regal's figure going right to left here. I do love that they captured smugness on this face. It's not as clear on card, you know, because the lighting there on this on card photo, it's not as clear, but you can zoom in and see that they captured that smug little sneer of Steven Regal. And it's a wonderful thing. He is posed similar to the Hogan with the right arm up, you know, kind of flexed and the left arm out. So you could deliver a devastating body slam with this figure. He's got the blue tights with the red stripe at the top, red knee pads, and then those brown boots with white laces. I don't know why, man. I just love Steven Regal. His growing, you know, growing up, yet you were taught to hate the heels. You were taught to despise them. He is one of the best heels in the history of professional wrestling.
Agreed.
His mannerisms, his promos, everything about him, and then those little heel touches, like the brass knuckles and all these different things, like, you know, the way he would cheat, the way he would do certain things. Beautiful. But the figure itself, back to the figure, sorry, I'll get off my Steven Regal rant. The figure itself is jacked beyond anything I think that good Lord Steven Regal was ever possessed. He must have been doing those 7-minute abs, you know, from There's Something About Mary. Yeah, you don't like, get it in the 7th minute. We'll give you the 8th minute for free, you know.
Oh, until somebody comes up with 6-minute abs.
Oh, seven. 7 is the number.
Step into my office. Makes me want to watch that movie.
7 little squirrels sitting on a branch eating lots of acorns at my uncle's ranch.
And that guy's a serial killer. But yeah, Regal, I cannot tell, and again, I haven't pulled up a loose photo of it, if he's got the ponytail in the back of this figure. You know, they had their little ponytails and stuff as they were the Blue Bloods, you know, everyone else was beneath them. And again, I do wish they would have matched either in-ring gear for both of them or entrance gear for both.
And that would have been nice. I would have liked that as well. Ultimately, I'm a lot like you in this. I think Regal is one of the best heels, period. It's going to be hard for me to overlook, I guess, what I love about William Regal. Not saying that I'm going to be biased or anything like that, but it's hard not to be biased, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Tights are right. I mean, boots are right. Knee pads are right. A little bit more ripped than I want them to be, or than you want them to be, than anybody wants them to be, really. I don't know if he was still rocking the ponytail or not at this point. I'm not sure. More ripped than he needs to be. Face looks, I love the face on this fig. Big fan of this fig, Al. This is one that I would like to have in the collection. I don't know. Like I said, you could have toned him down a little bit. That would have made it better. You could have put him in his entrance gear. That would have helped. And they're both in their entrance gear. Or like you said, or take Bob of Earl, Earl of Bob, out of his entrance gear, just so it would have sat that way. But in my mind, I'm going, okay, well, then we got Bobby on the outside, right? Because there was matches where Bobby just stood on the outside, kind of in that capacity. So big fan of this one, Al. I don't know. What would you change on this fig outside of just toning him down?
As a standalone fig, like, I don't see the Bobby Eaton. Like, there's not a two-pack or anything, which, again, this is the only way this one came, was in the two-pack. Mm-hmm. But as a standalone fig, there's not really, I mean, other than just the body type, if you'd have made that more accurate.
Yeah.
Just a smooth stomach. Really, and a little less jack, you know, in the arms.
Because this, even to me, this pose even works for him.
Yeah,
like, you know, he would pull that fist back and act like he was about to clock it. I like it. I'm a fan. Again, I say this with every fig out of this line. It's better as a display piece than it is, from a playability standpoint. But to me, it's an A.
I was leaning A minus just because the body type is the only thing that's the drawback. But that face, solid.
Yeah.
A cartoon version of William Regal's face.
Oh.
It's just really the body type is the only reason I can't go A.
Okay.
Not that I would change that. But
I will come down to A minus for UL. Not begrudgingly, though. Begrudgingly. I think some of my grade is definitely based on my love for William Regal. Al, have you ever heard the what I find to be the funniest William Regal story from when he was a young kid coming up in the business?
Yes.
With the get out of the van, it's time to get to the ring. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just making sure you heard that one. For any of our listeners out there that are not familiar with that story, you just search it out. It's a good one. It's a good one.
I was looking this up just to see if there was Lucy photos like on the eBay, and there are not. The Blue Blood set is quite a spicy meatball. On the eBay. The cheap one is $139.99.
Wow. Okay. Not an easy one to get a hold of then.
Not an easy one to get a hold of. But if anybody can, J&J figures.
Yes.
And don't pull that crap, putting it on the Black Friday stream on us.
Right.
And saving it till the very end.
Right.
And making me stay on a stream for 14 hours to get
named.
And then try to bid me up, talking it up, old Jay. You just stop it. Control yourself.
Don't make me sit there for 14 hours because I'll do it.
Yeah. I'll do it. Scuba mask off. Like we are going to the depths. So we've got a. Lord Stephen Regal at an A-, and we've got the Earl of Eaton, one Bobby Eaton from Huntsville, Alabama, trained by Tojo Yamamoto. I still love the story of Tojo teaching Bobby how to sail. They were driving to one of the shows, and he just grabbed his ear and twisted it. And Bobby just, like screaming. And he's like, you see your face? Like pulled him over to the rearview mirror. You see that face? When I put you in a hole, that's the face you make. Like,
smart.
Yeah. But Bobby Eaton is in the entrance gear. Got the, it's the cut off looking robe. They didn't put the sleeves on him. It's almost like he's, the undershirt is off and he's ready to fight, but he's got the puffy shirt, like the kind of, trying to think of what this would be called.
I have no idea what that's called.
I have no idea. All I hear is the Seinfeld, the puffy shirt. And that's,
but I don't want to be a pirate.
Yeah. The frills and such.
Yeah.
And the open robe with the, you know, the England, like the red, white, and blue, even though Bobby's from Huntsville, Alabama. He's got the blue tights underneath, the brown boots with brown laces. That's a, I appreciate that. I realize it may have been harder to paint the lace, but I do appreciate because I think that they would have matched up. Haven't watched the Blue Bloods in a while. That looks like it seems like a homework assignment for me.
Yeah.
I love on the card that they put a beauty mark on Bobby Eaton.
Yeah.
Not that mole on his face. Yeah. this face is difficult to see in these photos.
It's not good.
It's not good. No.
No.
He's got his hair pulled back the way of the Earl of Eaton did. Now he is in a similar pose. The arm, that right arm is up. It's more kind of outward. You know, almost like you're either locking up or throwing a punch a little bit. He is Jack for Bobby Eaton. Mm-hmm. Call it right there. We're looking at the arms and then the left arm, or excuse me, the right arm, I should say. That is his right. It's kind of outward a little more. Similar to the body slam pose that Regal is in, but a little bit adjusted where Regal's arm was more down. But this one's kind of straight out.
Yeah.
At that angle. I love that they attempted the entrance gear, but again, it still sticks in my craw that you didn't get both of them in entrance gear, or you didn't get both of them in ring gear.
Yeah.
And his body type underneath the entrance gear still has abs.
Yes, they do.
And I love Bobby Eaton. One of my favorites. Bobby never had abs.
Never had abs. No. There's a lot of things I don't like about this Fig Al. I wish they would have whitened the laces. The face is more of a live-action Barney Rubble than it is a Bob Eaton. I don't mind having that entrance gear on him. And I could swear in my mind at some point I've seen him with that entrance gear without sleeves on it. I don't know if it's just one of those things that I'm remembering differently than the way it happened or not, but I don't necessarily mind him in that entrance gear. No, not at all. The hair, I have no idea what's happening there, Al. It's not slicked back. It's a mess. It really looks like somebody made a Fig face of a live action Barney Rubble. What's that? A Baldwin brother, right? I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, the first Barney Rubble was Rick Moranis, but
yeah,
the second one was a Baldwin.
Yeah. So I'm not really sold on the Eaton out of this pack. I'm really not. It's, I would say sub average. It'd be cool as a piece in the collection.
Yeah.
Right. And abs, the abs, while he's got that, that entrance gear on that, that really bugs the hell out of me too. I do like that they made it look like he's wearing his wrestling tights and then didn't just copy what they saw with Regal. That's kind of a nice touch, I guess.
Yeah.
Not a great Fig though. Not a great Fig. I am probably coming in at around a C minus.
I was looking at our grades, and that's kind of where it fell for me as well, was the C minus.
Yeah. I mean, with that being said, not a bad, like, this is a collector's item, right? This is one of those things that you would want as a collector, if you're a Regal collector, if you're an Eaton fan, if you're obviously, if you're just a fan of this toy line, you're going to try and get this. This is a cool set, would be a cool set to have in the collection. Just not a great Fig.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's unfortunate. I think they took a earlier photo to make the Bobby Eaton face.
Okay.
Because the Midnight Express Bobby had similar to that hair, right, whereas the Earl of Eaton was slicked back. Mm-hmm. So, because I'm looking at the Bobby Eaton from the Jax line here with the Midnight Express, and that's closer to that hair than.
Yeah. Man, I like that.
That is the mission for today, brought to you by J&J Figures. Go to jjfigures.com or JANDJ Figures on whatnot.
So just all to the follow,
socials.
Just to follow up on this Blue Bloods, Al, there was one that sold 2 days ago. $64.95.
That's a shame.
That seems a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, that's this planet.
Not bad. Not bad. Love the mission. Love J&J. J-A-N-D-J Figures across social media. JJFigures.com. Get yourself some collector coins. They're great, Al. I love me some J&J. Al, J&J. We say it a lot, but there are times we kind of feel that maybe they should be bringing you our trophy segment. Do you got any trophies, Al? Did you pick anything up, man? Did you? Is it a goose egg week? How did you do?
I did. It was a slower week.
Okay.
But not a bad week. Did I mention the Jazzwares, the Brody Lee?
I don't remember that.
So I got the big rig in.
Okay.
The Jazzwares.
Nice.
The Brody Lee figure, it is not bad. I don't care for the face with his hair more down rather than slick back.
Right.
I think they kind of butchered that one. But this face with, you know, the hair slicked back, and kind of the open beard concept here there. Mm-hmm. I'm really digging it. The Big Rig Soft Good shirt is fantastic. I love that it's cloth bandanas on the wrist.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that was a. I love that touch. From the Jays, I did pick up from one of the streams this Ember Moon NXT figure for the women's shelf that I've got going up here above me. My wife yesterday was at Walmart, and as she was there, she calls me up and, hey, they have Ultimate Editions here.
Okay.
So I grabbed another Mick.
Beautiful.
Yeah. The box is not smoked on this one.
That's good.
So, buddy, you need the on card, or you got an on card? Loose in your box, but.
No, I did. I was able to pick up an on card.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then that's probably going to be used for other purposes. But
yeah. We'll
discuss that later.
I got one spot open in my Mick Foley area. I'm not sure what needs to go there, but I just got one spot left for an on card fig. So,
yeah, well, I've got you some Lucy's coming, the Rock and Sock Connection and the Mankind.
Awesome.
From Monday Night Wars.
Amazing.
I got this from Palmart, the Razor Ramon, this recent set with the Build-A-Figure Dusty. I was talking to Clintzman about, you know, I don't know if I need all the Build-A-Figure Dusty parts. And he's like, oh, you'll change your mind if you get the whole set. They're not in yet, so I won't claim them. But I was able to find the rest of the pieces on the eBay for a little bit higher than retail, but not catastrophic. So
okay,
it's on the way. Nice. We shall see this set. Nice. And then for you, I saved this for last because, well, I did get Hogan's autograph and all that stuff, you know, mm-hmm. on the case. But bought some shoes, Kevin. Some red Pumas.
Hey, those aren't bad, man. they're comfortable, aren't they?
They're fantastic. I'd kind of seen them here and there when we would go to Academy, and they had them on sale yesterday while we were there, and I was just like, do they have my size? Just curious.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, there it is. Tried them on, walked around the store, put them back in the box, just walked to the register.
Yep. I'm telling you, man, Pumas are, and I used to be I was a Nike guy for a very short period of time. Adidas, they make a comfortable sneaker. They got some type of cloud technology gimmick in their in their shoes. That ain't bad. But once you start wearing Puma shoes, you just don't go back, man. You don't go back. Love the Puma shoes. Happy that you got them.
Okay.
I have a pair of Pumas similar to that, but they're not the red ones. In fact, they're probably the exact same pair, just like they might be black, I believe, is the ones that I have. So that's fantastic, man. I did all right this week. Al, I got a question for you. Question for you. I got RVD Ultimate Edition in from the Jays.
Yep.
Planned on having it be on card, right, for my other RVDs to kind of be around you. I like take the Ultimate Edition and then take Elites or whatever, loose, put them in front. And I have not seen another RVD Ultimate Edition yet. That's why I ordered it from the Jays. It came in, and this is not anything against the Jays. I love the Jays. This is not a Jays situation. The ponytail is rattling around in the box, Al. Now, you can't really tell it just sitting on the shelf. But I know it's rattling around in the box, right? I know what's happening in that box. Do I search out another RVD Ultimate Edition? And then end up cracking that one? What do you do, Al? Because it's there, right? It's there. That ponytail is rattling around in the box. You can't tell when it's on the shelf. I turn over. I look. I know. And it kind of bothers you, right? It's just in your head going, that thing's in there rattling around. Shouldn't be.
You have three choices, Kevin.
All right.
You either got to display it as is and forget that it's rattling around. Crack it.
Right, right.
Well, I guess there's four choices. You can hold on to it until you find another good one and then procure it and see which box is better, and then maybe by then you'll forget that the ponytail, you crack it,
right?
You know, and fix that for yourself,
right?
You could crack it and put it back in the box, but you will have
no chance of
I knew that one was,
yeah.
Or you just crack it and it's open for henceforth, yeah, evermore.
And I know you and I are pretty similar, Al, in that. Like, would you be able to just forget the fact?
Oh, I would have opened it already.
You would have already opened it. Yeah, yeah. See, I knew that. I knew that. Yeah, and it's one of those things where I haven't seen it. And so when I did see it up on the J side, I was like, yeah, I'm going to grab this. And then the rattle hit me, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. So it is in the box on the shelf. I'm going to leave it there right now. But I'm going to keep searching for another one. That's for sure. But man,
I wish I'd have known because I saw that figure so many times.
Oh, did you?
When it was on the shelves.
It was never up here.
It and that Bret Hart Ultimate Edition from the Monday Night Wars, I just could not get it. Grab me. All well, right. Was that Monday Night Wars or Ruthless Aggression, Rob Van Dam? Because he was out with Brock.
Yeah, this is a Ruthless Aggression.
Yeah.
It's a great fig. It's a great fig. Yeah. The I picked up the Gunther, Ultimate Edition. Love it. Yeah. Have to have
so it. Much better in hand.
It's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's fantastic fig. So Al, I like you.
I like you too, buddy.
well played. Well played. Oh, I got that. I don't know if I had it last time or not. I got that Rey Mysterio Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, I don't think you had it. So
yeah, so I got that Rey Mysterio Ultimate Edition with the that WrestleMania. Was it last year or year before? Can't remember which one.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Al made a stop, and I'm looking. Obviously, you know me, man. Monday Night Wars is I'm hot on the trail for Monday Night War figs. Found a Razor. We were in the fig area, and they had a Shadow Box, Sidekick, whatever you want to call them. Different companies call them different things. And it was the Survivor Series Sidekick, and sitting on top of the Survivor Series Sidekick, not in it, on top of it, was the Razor Monday Night War. And I'm looking through. That's the one, man.
Yep.
And I'm looking through, and that's what I'm looking for because I saw Monday Night War boxes. All I saw was Triple H, right? So I'm like, all right, well, they didn't have anything come in. And I turned my head to the left. And I might have picked up some speed, Al.
Yeah.
Because I saw that Razor. I knew it. And I ran over to it, and I grabbed it, and I put it in the cart. And Molly goes, you almost ran into me. I don't think I've seen you move that fast in years. I'm going, yeah. I said, you know, part of me, Al, part of me was like, if somebody put that there and walked away because they might come back and get it, you're not getting it anymore. Right. Yeah. Don't put something down and walk away. Right. So I beeline for it. Boom. In the cart. It's over. It's mine. So I have that one. So anybody out there that's listening, ISO, Monday Night Wars, let me know. I'm your guy. So that's what I'm looking for. I got a package. In fact, it's arrived, Al. I haven't cracked it yet. I got that Royal Rumble set from the Jays.
I debated on that one.
I had to pull the trigger, and I'll tell you why. I'm looking at it. I'm going, okay, Diesel, I'd get it. If I saw it out there, I'd get it. Hurricane, if I saw it out there, I'd get it. Hulkster? I don't know that I need another Hulkster, but then you start looking at it more, and you're like, what's another Hulkster?
The big banner is.
Right, right. And I think I'm eventually going to have to move the Hulkster collection to another part of the office because it's become pretty large.
Yeah.
So, and there's other places I got that might be more adequate to hold it. So I got that. And then I wanted to say there was something else, but I don't think there was, Al. I don't think there was.
That's still not bad.
That's a good clip, man. It's a real nice clip.
I haven't seen any of the Monday Night Wars. I know Travis that hunts here locally with me, like he found a Razor on the north end of town. He's like, just keep your eyes out, man.
Yeah.
Because I think he, Klintzman, yourself, like everybody's going after the Build-A-Figure Dusty. I happened to catch for shipped a six and a Lita for like $30 each on eBay.
Nice.
Like shipped to the door.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Warrior was a little bit spicier.
Yeah, I believe it.
Not terrible, but
yeah,
a little bit spicier.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are supposed to be on the way.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that we get a shipper, right?
Yeah. I know that usually if I go this route of buying them, I come across them in stores.
Okay. Gotcha.
Which case, you're third on the list.
Okay, good. At least you I'm on the list.
You and your body's take over my way, my goodness.
It's much better. It's much better. That's a good. That was a good. It's a good clip for me, man. I was pretty happy with what came in here.
With some solid finds.
With that, Alex, we'll probably put a pin in this one. Got any final thoughts, closing remarks?
I was gonna say I want to give a special shout out here before I plug the socials to the boys of the Turnbuckle Tavern for having me on this past week. I think it drops Monday. The Turnbuckle Debate, I think number 208. You can hear me on there with the two bad Chads and Freems from the Turnbuckle Tavern team. So shout out to those guys. But you can find us all on the social medias. I plugged Twitter, and those guys are still behind it. That's what kind of made me think of them. They're on the Twitter machine still. They haven't transitioned to X yet.
It's Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can find us at TotsPod. You can find the main channel page at GBWPods. You can find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast, at Year of Pods. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. Find us on Instagram, GBWPods. ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain, or search Gorilla Brain on Pro Wrestling Tees. You can find our first four shirt designs. If they had a tie-dye design for that new Tots logo, Kevin, it'd be hard not to. I'm not going to lie. Putting that on a shirt, it'd be hard not to.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, brother man.
It's a real 90s vibe. Can't wait for everybody to see that. But then the shouts, Ted, Manny, love you guys. I hope you all are doing well. My main man, Dougie Nunya, John Klintzman, the Jays. I hated I missed the Friday stream because there was a Taker figure in there that I was curious of where it was going to go. That's
pre-bid on the pre-bid on the Bubba Rogers. Didn't quite make it home with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of those Friday streams get a little spicy. Yeah. There's people that have discovered the Jays. I think they've got over 3,000 followers on the Whatnot app now.
Good for them.
So really growing the business, which couldn't be happier for those guys. Also, they have exclusive figures. They've got exclusive Double J figures coming out. Yeah. Exclusive only to the Jays.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So go check them out, jjfigures.com.
Yes, love the Jays, Manny. Hope you're doing well, brother. Love you. Hope everything's going your way. Hope everything's coming up, Manny. MF for Ted. Also, always hope you're doing well, man, out there on the road doing your thing. The Wizards live every Monday night, 6 Central, 7 Eastern. That's my main man, Double T. That's Tony riding the baloney pony. It's KJG, and that's me, Handsome Kevin. Catch us live on the Wizards, man.
And
the Brundlefly.
Yeah, there's a fifth Wizard.
I was gonna say, I was. I think what happened there was I was internally laughing at Tony riding the baloney pony.
So yeah,
can't forget about the Brundon, man. The Brundlefly is doing some great things, and I couldn't be happier. He's part of the team. I'm sure there's other things, and I shout out, and I don't. Good things, but I'll give it to us, man. Just want to thank everybody for hanging out. Thank each and every one of the listeners, man, for tuning in. Listen to us kick some people off the lawn, finding out that Tropical is not actually a Falcons fan, all that kind of stuff.
I don't watch it live. That's
yeah,
the
you're
only
just
thing.
You're just not a Falcons fan, and it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Just admit that. You know? You probably also don't watch Auburn football, but claim Auburn fan, and that's fine. That's fine. Now, it's not fine. You're not a fan. With that.
I'm going to set you on fire.
Again, thank you everybody for hanging out with us. Be good to one another. Take care of one another. Support one another. Thank you very much, everybody. Al's not a fan.
Kevin sucks eggs.